That's popped up. Shallow center field. Correa is out, calling everyone off. He's there, makes the catch, and that is the ball game.
Now,
the Houston Astros are 2017 American League West champions.
Another Astros podcast.
Here's the 2-1. And Bregman hits it high in the air and deep to left field. And that ball is gone! Over the monster and onto the monster seats. That's a game-tying home run for Alex Bregman. 3-3.
Boy, he is a big-time player, Alex Bregman. Second time he's taken sail deep in this series. And none bigger than that in his entire career for Alex Bregman to tie it up for Houston here in the eighth off of Sale.
Fouled off, back-to-back, 3-2 pitches. Vasquez to the mound for a brief word. Now back to his position. The next pitch will be the eighth to Reddick.
I think the more you see, the better off you are as a hitter.
Another 3-2. And Reddick grounds it left side, past the diving Bogaerts into left field. Maybe it around third. He will score. Springer goes to third. A go-ahead RBI single for Josh Reddick. And the Astros lead it 4-3 in the eighth.
What an at-bat. That is major caliber by Josh Reddick going the other way after seeing so many pitches off one of the best pitchers in baseball, Craig Kimbrell, and stunning the crowd here at Fenway Park.
Pedroia has been hampered by a knee injury most of the year and maybe not quite the player he was a few years ago, but he'll battle you. 3-2. And Pedroia hits it on the ground right at Altuve. Second baseman up with it, throws to first, and that is the ball game, and that is the division series. The Houston Astros are going to the American League Championship Series. They beat the Boston Red Sox 5-4 and win the series 3-1. A celebration at Fenway right behind the pitcher's mound.
Last six outs of this division series for Ken Giles. Great job, buddy. How'd you do it?
Going out there and grinding it out there, Sparks.
You're going out there and grinding it, and you're throwing some filth out there. And you got Pedroia, the last batter of the ball game, and you said, I'll smell you later, buddy. Oh, how you doing it, bro?
I'm doing great. I'm just having one hell of a time here, man. I'm just having fun, man. That's all I care about.
How fun is this team, Kenny?
Oh, can't count us out from there yet, man.
That's the smooth sounds of Kenny Giles. Thanks, Kenny G.
Yep, no problem.
All right, back to you, Robert.
All right, Ken Giles, man. He had 2 6-out saves in August, both against the Texas Rangers, and that helped prepare him for the postseason. Of course, you asked your closer to get more than 3 outs more often in the postseason. Ken Giles able to get the 6 outs that the Astros needed today, and a big part of the victory. First postseason save for Ken Giles. This is the first time he's ever pitched in the postseason. Of course, Phillies did not make it during his 3 years over there, and Giles doing a fantastic job out of the Astros bullpen as the Astros able to hold on to beat the Boston Red Sox 5-4 at Fenway Park this evening. And the Astros, I mean, think about this. They played 8 straight games against Boston and were able to win 6 of them. Let's go back down to the Astros clubhouse where Steve Sparks is with a couple of others.
All right, Robert, I got Devo and Joe. It's the Joe and Devo show. Spark is staying wet. What are you talking about? All right, Joe and Devo. First of all, Devo, I want you to sing a little something, something, some of your karaoke special, You Are the Sunshine.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
This is actually brutal. Keep going.
If you need me, call me. I'll be there anytime.
Devo, that sounds like a harp from heaven.
That's okay.
Dude, you threw 3 out of 4 days, and you knocked it out. Joe, you in the back end between the both of you guys, working out in the offseason, knocking it out. Can you believe you guys are studs at the back end of this bullpen?
I believe it.
Yeah, you believe it because you guys know what's up.
Yeah, man. We've been grinding a long time together, and you know, to share this moment with him and all our teammates and everybody here, it's truly amazing and truly special, man.
Joe, how hard is it to go from starter to reliever and to dominate like you have?
You know, it's tough. It's something I'm not used to. But, you know, like I said, we train a lot in the offseason. We prepare for these kind of moments, you know, being comfortable in uncomfortable situations. And I've learned a lot from this guy, and just following his lead in the bullpen and watching him do what he does gives me, you know, that extra little boost to go out there and follow up his lead. So I'm loving it.
ALCS is coming up, dude. You guys are one step, one building block away from the World Series.
I know, right?
Can you imagine that?
Hey, the dream's coming true, and, you know, we worked for this our whole lives, and, you know, we just continue to grind, go out there. We learned a lot from this, you know, this series, and it was a grind, you know, especially here in Fenway. But, you know, we can do this and, you know, continue to work hard and believe in each other, and let's go.
Joe, you guys depend on each other. This is a very close-knit team. What's it going to take to get through the Cleveland Indians?
It's just playing the game at our speed. You know, if we can keep the game under control and keep our minds clear, I think we got the team to do it. You know, we saw it today, you know, down in that hole right there. We just kept battling, and Breggy came up with a huge hit, and Giles shuts it out with a six-out save. So that was incredible.
Last thing, what about Bregman, dude? He is a young stud.
Stinky!
Stinky! What do you mean stinky?
Stinky B, baby, stinky B.
All right, guys. Dude,
he's an absolute gamer, man, and, you know, he's one of the lights of this team, and, you know, him coming up today just shows another reason why he is where he is.
Well, he is where he is because he's stinky!
Stinky!
All right, thanks, guys.
Let's go, Astros.
Tear them up. All right, back to you, Robert.
All right, Steve Sparks joined by Joe Musgrove and Chris Devinsky, and we learned that Chris Devinsky, after hearing him sing, chose the right career, which is a good thing. Although maybe he's better when he's not doing a Bill Withers song. Who knows? But anyway, Astros 5-4 winners over the Boston Red Sox tonight, this afternoon, as they take this series 3-1 from the Red Sox in advance to the American League Championship Series. We'll have more from the Astros clubhouse with Steve Sparks here in just a moment on the Chick-fil-A Houston postgame show. They certainly don't want to go anywhere, as you've probably already heard, pretty festive down there in the Astros clubhouse, as we're going to be joined by one of the Astros coaches here in a moment down in the Astros clubhouse as the Astros advancing. They'll play Friday either in Cleveland or at home against the Yankees, depending on what happens with that division series, as the Indians lead that series 2-1 play later tonight. All right, let's go back down to the clubhouse.
Houston Astros, remarkable season. Your first year as a major league coach, how sweet is this team? It's unbelievable, the talent.
It's unreal what they're doing. And since day one, they set their goal to win the World Series. And every day you see them in their face, the way they go about their business. And, you know, this is just the beginning, to be honest with you. I think we're going to celebrate today like crazy animals, and then we go.
Crazy animals.
Look at this. Look at Marley.
Hey, with the calamity going on, Carlos Correa dousing some of the reporters here in the clubhouse.
And then we got
unbelievable is the way that, the way this clubhouse is. And you talk to and look at, about a lot of these teams in the playoffs. And Alex, this team stacks up with anybody. Talent-wise, this team is a studly environment.
It is, and I was just Peter Gammons is right here in front of us, and he's saying this is the second greatest game he's ever seen.
Really?
And I guarantee you, Peter has seen a million freaking games. So, just the up and down, you know, coming to Fenway, it's not an easy place to clinch.
Yeah, you played
and,
it.
You know, the fans were involved, but you could see the guys growing. You know, we got kids playing, you know, and this is, I know they played a few years ago in Kansas City, but to come to Fenway and clinch it is amazing. And this was a learning experience, and it's going to help us the rest of the season.
All right, you played, and you're part of the infield coaching staff with this team. Alex Bregman coming up big time and driving one out of here off of Chris Sale. What?
Yeah, he... For some reason today, he was serious Alex, like gamer, very quiet.
What's up with that?
And I'm like, what's going on with you, kid? Have fun.
Don't change.
We're in Fenway Park. You used to talk crap to the pitcher and all that. Yeah. I'm like, hey, you got one more at bat. Let's freaking go. You know, let's go. And, I mean, his approach is perfect, you know, and he's done an outstanding job for us. Defensively, he was amazing tonight. And he's one of the best out there.
Alex, you've been a great addition to this team. Good luck the rest of the way. Thanks for catching up.
Thank you. Enjoy, brother. You're part of this.
Thank you. All right, back to you, Robert.
All right, good to hear from Astros bench coach Alex Cora. As Steve mentioned, first year as a big league coach, and if you've been paying attention to media reports around the game with the teams that are looking for managers this offseason, it seems like Alex Cora's name pops up and all of those stories as a possible candidate. And obviously, the season that the Astros have had certainly will not hurt his candidacy. Cora, working in media for a long time for ESPN, also did some media work here in Boston. He was part of that Red Sox team in 2007 that won the World Series. Really good friends with Dustin Pedroia, who was a rookie on that ball club. But Alex Cora, very excited, obviously, about the Astros going to the American League Championship Series to face either the Cleveland Indians or New York Yankees, a series that will start on Friday, regardless of who the Astros' opponents is, as waiting word from producer-engineer Matt Bolts and from Steve Sparks, who is still down in the Astros clubhouse. He will be joined by a few more Astros, and now he's with Luke Gregerson. Let's go back down to the Astros clubhouse.
All right, Robert, back with Luke Gregerson and Will Harris, prominent members of the back end of the bullpen for the Astros. You guys going to the championship series. Didn't get through the division series 2 years ago. How does this feel, first Luke Gregerson?
Incredible. You know, this team is... It's funny, we joke about overcoming adversity a lot this year, but this team has battled through a lot of stuff, and we've shown that we can play some really good baseball all the way through, and it's just been a lot of fun, and we're excited to be a part of it.
It's not a lot of adversity when you're this talented, Will. What's that? I mean, this team is ridiculous, 1-9 in the order. You guys' bullpen is on clicking on all cylinders. What is it going to take to get to the World Series? Cleveland Indians, New York Yankees, both very good foes. But I think you guys can do it. What's up?
I mean, of course we think we can do it, no doubt. I mean, you watched that game tonight with the talent that we had come up to the plate facing Chris Sale and Craig Kimbrell, arguably maybe the best starter in baseball and definitely the best closer in baseball. And we scored 2 runs off of them in the eighth inning. Like, it's just one of those games that I know I'll never forget. And I know the people at home watching, no way they could ever forget that one, because that's the best baseball game I've ever watched.
Hey, Peter Gammons is 111 years old. He said that's the second best game he's ever seen in his life. I would imagine it's the 1975 World Series clincher with Carlton Fisk. Well, not the clincher in game six. How does it feel to be a part of something like this, Luke?
You really can't put it into words. I mean, like Will just said, it's probably arguably one of the better playoff games that we've seen in a while, where, you know, a team that comes back big off of Justin Verlander with a big homer, and they take the lead, swing the momentum their way, and then we come back late in the game. Chris Sale get to him, then we get to Craig Kimbrell after that. You couldn't ask for it to play out any much better than that.
Hey, Luke. LSU is very proud tonight. A jack by Alex Bregman, a former Tiger, going deep on Chris Sale. He is studly.
I've said it a million times. Game 7 of the World Series.
I'll take Bregman.
I'll take Alex freaking Bregman.
What is up with that guy?
Man,
he's cocky.
Of course he's cocky. Look at him. But the bigger the moment, the better that guy freaking shows up. And that's the kind of team we have, man. Guys, no moment's too big for them because they believe in themselves. And it's fun to be a part of that.
And you guys have been grinding it out for a long time. Thanks for catching up. Let's go get it. Let's get to the World Series. Will Harris, Luke Gregerson, thank you guys very much.
Believe it, baby.
Thanks, baby.
All right, man, back to you, Robert.
Astros going to the League Championship Series after beating the Red Sox 5-4. And let's go back down to Steve Sparks in the Astros clubhouse with Charlie Morton. All right, here we go.
McCullers Jr., who pitched unbelievable baseball in Game 3 of this series. How did it feel getting out there? And I know you pitched in the Division Series 2 years ago, but going out there in this tough environment at Fenway Park. Oh, my gosh! Somebody just got crushed with a beer shower.
Yeah.
All right, Lance. All right, you got a stogie working.
Yeah, of course I do.
That's going to cut down on your stamina.
No, it's not. Look, you know, I mean, this whole second half of the season, man, for me, it's been tough. You know, personally, I mean, you know, when everything was announced, rotation was announced, I Charlie and Peacock have pitched great all season, and, you know, I was a little bummed.
Yeah, you have to be. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a competitor. You know, I want the ball, but, you know, AJ told me, hey, man, if you were going right, you know, we know what you bring, but with the injuries and stuff, we just need to see you, you know, out of the pen and whatnot. And
you were great yesterday,
man.
I got my opportunity.
You know, I try to do it the best I could, as long as I could. Coming out of the pen is a lot different than starting.
No kidding.
It's a lot different. And I you know, the way I had to warm up, it had to always be ready. By the time that fourth inning came around, you know, I was a little bit out of my element. But
you having a new appreciation for the relief
pitcher? I just told him today. I swear. I looked at Will Harris today. I said, hey.
I did the same thing.
I have a brand new perspective and appreciation for what you guys do. because it is tough coming out of that bullpen. And, you know, whatever my role is going forward, man, I just want to pitch well. I want to pitch well for this team. I can't say enough about the guys and how well they've done. And Charlie Morton, you know, man, we have a great team here. It's super fun.
And Verlander coming out of the bullpen today. And you saw it. I mean, it's not easy being a starting pitcher. It's a whole different gig. But you guys, bottom line, Lance, you guys are going to the championship series, one step away from getting to the World Series.
Man.
And you're going to get more opportunities to make a difference in this series. How does that feel?
Yeah, the fact that you say, you know, we're going to the ALCS, man, you know, I think something that Houston is always the underdog, man. Yeah. Like our city, like I live there now. It's my city.
It's always your city.
It's always the underdog. And the people that live there, man, the things they've had to go through and the years of losing, man, they deserve this. And we want to give them the most, we want to get the most enjoyment out of this ride as we can. And we have a great, great team. And I don't think who matters who we get. I'll put these guys up against anybody.
Lance, as you've begun to live in Houston and you become part of the community and you develop your charities and things of that nature, what does it mean to you to try to build on what this team is able to do? They've never won the World Series, but you guys have a chance, man, one step away from getting there, and you're going to be a big part of that. What does that mean to you?
You know, I mean, as I lay more roots in Houston, man, I have a much, much broader and greater appreciation just for, you know, Houstonians and the city in general. I think that's common on this team is, you know, everyone on this team genuinely cares, man. Yeah. People were going out in Harvey not just to be out in front of the cameras, not just to say they were doing stuff. We were in L.A., and I remember watching the news, and we Jimmy wanted to get home as bad as possible because we wanted to, you know, try to impact the community. And I think what we've been giving back and trying to get back as much as we can, along with playing inspired baseball, has been unbelievable. So, I mean, Charlie Morton's right here. You're going to turn it over to him. But, man, this guy came off of, you know, not pitching it at all last year. Yeah. And in my opinion, has been probably one of our most steady, consistent presence.
That's a good point.
In between starts, during starts, he's a guy you can rely on. He goes out there, he throws his heart out, and he's a great teammate and a great guy. So I'll let you talk to him.
All right, Lance, thanks.
Bye, man.
You're going to be a big part of this, brother.
Bye, man.
All right, Charlie. Catch up with me, buddy. What did it feel like? Your second postseason start. What did it feel like at Fenway Park?
Well, that's the other thing, though. You know, it's not just the playoffs. It's here.
You know, that's cool, right?
It's huge for me.
And the fans are right on top of you.
Man, yeah.
Nobody's rooting for you, Charlie Morton. But no, you got done, man.
We had a good section up there, but they're quickly drowned out because this place gets crazy.
It does get crazy. How did you – now, let me be honest. During the broadcast, I felt like you didn't have your best command that you've had this season, but you were able to go out there and put up enough zeros, got out of a bases loaded jam in the second inning, and you got it done, and that was a big reason why this team came out victorious.
Well, yeah, I mean, the environment really, it changes how you feel. You know, you're amped up, you're anxious.
Isn't that weird?
Well, I don't think it's weird. I think it's natural. It's a big situation, so your body's, you know, your body's making adjustments, trying to get you amped up for a big situation. And sometimes you get a little long in your stride. You know, you wind up a little late in your arm.
When I watch you, Charlie, your stuff is elite. Do you know that?
Yeah, I throw the ball well. I do. I
mean, you throw it hard that. And it moves.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe my stuff is up there. But the pitching part of my game needs improvement. You know, executing, especially in a situation like that. You know, I spiked a few sinkers, which, you know, you don't do. I'm spiking 95, 96 miles an hour and throwing straight in the dirt.
Isn't it funny that you're 33 years old and you still have to be able to temper your emotions to go out there and execute?
Yeah, well, there's no simulating that environment. There's no simulating that situation. That's why guys have done it for a while and they're big game pitchers. They keep showing up. And I feel fortunate to just have kept the team in the ball game. You know, but
you've gotten a taste of Houston. You know the city a little bit now. You know the community. You know what's going on there. How important is this for you to help the community of Houston to get to the World Series?
Yeah, I'm so happy for the city right now. I mean, work to be done, tons of work to be done. But the little that we can do, we're doing it. This team's different than in, I think Lance mentioned it, but this team's a little different in that, you know, you show up to the park and you want to win, but and that's pretty typical. But when guys want to do their job for each other. They want to see their teammates succeed. They want to see their teammates win. They want to see those big moments for their teammates. And, you know, guys are genuinely happy for each other. So, to represent a city and a team like this is really special for me.
Hey, Charlie, we're very happy for you, too. I mean, we always talk about it. You're a great guy, very sincere, very genuine. Happy for your success. Keep it going, brother.
Thanks, Park.
Back with more with you, Robert.
All right. Steve Sparks, always entertaining. Astros post-game celebrations. This is the Chick-fil-A Houston post-game show after the Astros win the American League Division Series, taking three of the four from the Red Sox, winning in Game 4 by a final of 5-4 as the Houston Astros advancing to the League Championship Series for the fifth time in club history, first time as an American League club, first time they're doing it since 2005. And, well, we don't know who the Astros' opponent's going to be yet. It'll be either the Yankees or the Indians. And we'll go back down to Steve Sparks with more from the Astros clubhouse.
I'm not sure if you're there, Robert, but I got Brian McCann on with us right now. And, Mac, you're right in the middle of all the action. And you caught some of these pitchers to knock it down. Six last outs by the smooth sounds of Kenny G.
Kenny G, baby.
Knocking it down. How sweet was that?
Man, what a win. What a game. I mean, you had
some of the reporters are getting doused by brewskis.
Yeah. That was one of the best games I've ever been a part of. Sale coming in, pitching like he did. JV pitching like he did. Some huge outs. I mean, those are two of the best pitchers of our sport. So if you're a baseball fan, That's got to rank right there at the top of the games you've watched.
When you're sitting behind the dish like that, do you get nervous at all? I know the pitchers get a little bit nervous, but A.J. Hinch talking about you guys got to be the calmest dudes on the yeah. field. And are you faking it? Yeah. Or are you a little bit nervous?
No. We're thinking next pitch.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about catching is you don't have time. You don't have time to be thinking about anything other than the next pitch. So. I can't say enough about the pitching staff. I can't say enough about...
Hey, Mac, that can't say enough about you.
Nah.
Now, I don't know if you know about this, but everybody to a man says we get an unbelievable sense of calm with Brian McCann behind the plate with his experience and his preparation. They know that you're the first guy to the field, and they know that you're ready, and they can feel confident in the fingers you're putting down to execute a game plan.
Ultimately, it comes down to the pitcher executing, and we got guys 1 through 13 that can get it done, and I've been so honored to be a part of this team and this organization. It's one of the best decisions I've ever made in my entire life was to come to Houston.
I want to say something.
Lance McCullers wants to say something about Brian McCann.
Brian McCann is the heartbeat of this team, man. He's the most legit teammate person.
I've heard he's the funniest dude on
the
team.
He's the heartbeat, the most legitimate teammate, player, soul that I've come across, and man, I'm blessed to be able to work with this guy.
Answer me this: does he have the best body on the team?
Oh yeah, this guy has like the perfect like.
He's like pear shaped.
He just does it.
Pear shaped. Brian McCann has a pear body.
I got a bad body.
No, yeah. He does it.
There's nothing wrong with that, Brian. Baseball's cool like that. You can be a plumber body and go out there and rake like you have throughout your career. Man, it is awesome. This is going to be a fun ride. Got a chance to go to the World Series and get it done.
This is step one. You know, there's two more steps to be had. We're going to enjoy this, take tomorrow off, and get back to work in a couple days.
That's from a pair body. Good job, buddy.
You know it. Thank you.
Back with you, Robert.
All right. Steve Sparks in the Astros clubhouse. A little segue from Lance McCullers. Got to find out about the pear-shaped Brian McCann. And hey, how about this for Brian McCann, by the way? This was his sixth career trip to the postseason. He went four times with the Braves. He went once with the Yankees, faced the Astros in the wild card game in 2015. But this is the first time that Brian McCann has been on the winning side of a postseason series, if you include that wild card game as well. So five trips to the postseason before this year with the Braves and Yankees. Brian McCann had never been on a team that had advanced to the next round until now, as Brian McCann will get to play in a league championship series for the first time in his lengthy big league career. So a really cool moment for Brian McCann. Really cool moment, obviously, for everyone associated with the Houston Astros. They'll get a chance to play for the American League pennant as Steve Sparks is joined by another member of the Astros pitching staff.
All right, Robert, back with Dallas Keuchel. It's fucking getting wet. I don't know what this is. Oh, good. The massage therapist is dousing me with Budweiser. And I got Dallas Keuchel with me. Mike Fiers is throwing a little spray on Sparky. And I got Dallas on with me. And Dallas, it looks like now with JV and they're working extensive work right there, it looks like you're going to get game one against the Cleveland Indians. You've had success. How fun is this?
It's amazing. There's no words to describe it. Just to fall so close to going to the championship series 2 years ago to now actually going, just a huge amount of relief off of our shoulders and just having fun again.
How about Alex Bregman? Dude, he's a young guy on this team, and he almost looks like a veteran when he comes up there and comes up in the clutch and is able to deliver. How do you go over the green monster off of Chris Sale in that moment?
He's that old school player.
He's special, right?
He is very special. He's that old school player. The new school players.
Dallas getting doused.
The new school player is expecting people to serve him, and he's not that way.
He's not an entitled punk.
He wants to go ask the veterans questions about what it is they do that make them great, what they see in him, and in turn, he's very knowledgeable. He's a knowledgeable young kid, and he's going to be a great player for years to come.
And he can talk some trash, can he?
He can, and
he's in a good way.
He's good in that environment, but, man, we couldn't have a better guy up at the plate against one of the best pitchers in the game.
Hey, in your mind, when you're facing other hitters, do you ever talk trash in your mind?
I talk trash all the time. That's what I have to do.
So, in your mind, you're dropping a backdoor slider on some dude, and you're saying, take a seat, bro.
I'm thinking whenever they don't swing, pitch was too good. Like they couldn't hit that.
All right, Dallas Keuchel, man. Hey, you're going to be a big member of this team. You guys got a chance to go to the World Series. Good luck the rest of the way. Thanks for catching up, bro.
Thank you.
All right, Robert, back to you.
All right, Steve Sparks down in the Astros clubhouse. Astros punching their ticket to the American League Championship Series with their 5-4 win over the Boston Red Sox today. This is a Chick-fil-A Houston postgame show, and Steve Sparks joined now by the manager of the Houston Astros.
Fenway Park. I've got A.J. Hinch, the skipper for the Houston Astros, and George Springer. George, do you shave your chest?
I do not. I'm just not a very hairy guy. I do not.
That's okay because you rank, man. How was this game? Was this as high intensity, George, as you've ever experienced?
Yeah. You know, I don't know what it's looked like for Skip over here, but I know that I'm playing the game, and it was, especially those last six outs were unbelievably anxiety-filled, but I'm glad. I'm happy.
You got to be glad, AJ. I mean, the plan came to fruition. You bring in JV early in this ball game. You bring in the elite starter on your ball club right then, and you're able to get it done. Ken Giles knocks out the last six outs.
Well, I mean, it was pretty easy for me at the end with the players that we have. It's incredible. But Verlander being able to go on 3 days rest, give us what he had. I know the homer, but the outs after the homer are huge. Dallas Keuchel was set up for game five if this game got away from us. All hands on deck is a real issue. It's a real thing. We want our guys to come ready to win. We needed to close it out. We get a couple days off before the next round.
George, how special was it to you to be able to come to Fenway Park and knock this thing down, and the park that you were able to come to with your dad, your grandpa, and come to knock things out and go on to the next round?
It's special. But I don't care if it were here or out west or the central. I don't care. I'm happy for our team. I'm happy for our city. This is a big day for us.
AJ, were you able to enjoy that game?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every bit of it. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, as a manager, you want a few more runs early in the game. But George came through with a two-out hit.
You guys always like it easy.
I know, we want it easy. It makes it easy on us. But I love this team. These players make my job really fun. Even though there's some anxious moments, there's some tough decisions, I'll go to bat with this team any day.
And, George, you guys are talented. You guys have what it takes to get to the World Series.
tough division foe or tough anybody foe in the championship series, whether it's the Yankees or Indians, you guys get a couple of days to rest. How good do you feel going into that next series?
Oh, I mean, great. You know, I can't wait for it. It's going to be great. I'm excited.
And you and I had a race back to Sugar Land after the game the other day. I'm 1-0. You took the loss. It's a sad day for George Springer and his family because you can't race on the freeway.
I did not take the loss. Admit it. It's fine. It is what it is. I don't want to miss the team picture. I got to go.
Team picture. All right. Back to you, Robert. We're done here. Championship series. Here we come. Astros. Unbelievable. Thanks a lot for everything that's going on in the city of Houston right now. Houston strong.
All right, that'll wrap it up for Steve Sparks in the Astros clubhouse. As you may have heard George Springer mention, he's going out for the team picture. And all the Astros coming out in their T-shirts, their championship T-shirts to take a picture on the field. It is coming down hard right now at Fenway Park. The field is drenched, but the Astros players are coming out to take a team picture after they win the American League Division Series. That'll wrap it up for us. I'd like to thank everybody who made this broadcast possible. Our studio producer is Bob Elliott. Special thanks to producer engineer Matt Bolts. Really had to hustle to make this happen tonight, and the Astros able to advance. I'd like to thank Steve Sparks as well. For Steve Sparks and Robert Fort saying, so long, Astros in the American League Championship Series starting Friday against either Cleveland or the Yankees. Astros win tonight in Boston to take this series, 3-1, the final, Astros 5, Red Sox 4.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.